Toy box. These are not my toys, but distractions for my niece and nephew, fantasies we can share. Lucas is partial to the stove white speedboat, pursing his lips into vrooms. Cora prefers the Motley Barbies, a chorus line of bleached grass hair and evening gowns ripped in cool places. Together we play Barbie Goes Water Skiing, high heels and all, until Lucas rams the boat into the wall, mimicking tremendous explosions, bits of Barbie cooked mid-air. Of course, Cora fumes, knowing full well life isn't meant to be that dramatic. She gathers up the dolls and starts a game of fashion show. The rest of the afternoon is trash. They're supposed to be dead, Lucas screams, kicking in the direction of Cora, who refuses to relinquish even one blonde strand of hair. If I had a choice, the boat would slide on the ceramic tiles as if upon a secret lake, and the Barbies would swim around it like beautiful, placid sharks. Let's play castaway, I blurt. Lucas looks as if my eyes just squirted blood. Cora ignores us both, bending the Barbies into Russian gymnasts. No chance of world peace, not here in this toy box. Could this be why God left the planet? The deadly boat floats toward me with a plastic sneer. Barbies behind me like dolled-up Satans. The perfect place for a sacrifice. Won't be long before their playing obliterate the uncle. I am not a toy, I try to say, before remembering toys can't